When we think about God, what do you imagine? What words or images come to your mind? When we look at the images of God that we find in the Bible, we can see the vastness of God. We are given so many different pictures or ideas about what God is like. Names are important for our identity. Our names convey to the world something of who we are. Do you like your name? Do you think it's helped to shape you? Would you maybe prefer a different name? And if so, what and why? Rossi and I have many things in common, but one of them is that we both have daughters called Sophia, who both live up to the meaning of their name, because the name Sophia means wisdom or holy wisdom. Our first reading today tells us about this wisdom, this Sophia, which tells us about God. Does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live." Wisdom is a feminine image of God, which is connected with the Logos, the Greek word for God's word, which we heard in our second reading today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This reading from the beginning of the Gospel of John is always heard at Christmas time because it tells us about Jesus being there from the beginning and that the Word is a thread that runs throughout all creation. It's saying that Jesus is the Word, that Jesus is holy wisdom. When I asked you at the beginning how you imagine God, honestly, did we stick with one idea and one image? Often we stick too narrowly to a particular or specific image of God. Too often, I encounter people on their journey of faith who are terrified by an angry God or are fearful that they are not good enough because their image of God is one of judgment from on high, missing the importance of God who is loving and merciful. So, what was your image and was it just restricted to one idea or did you have multiple ideas of who God is? Perhaps our words we use in our worship need to be carefully reflected on. Does our liturgical life inhibit the mystery, the height, the depth and width of God? Because God is our Father, our Lord, our King, our brother, our friend, our lover. God is a rock, a shield, a fortress, a strong tower, a river. God is Saviour, Redeemer, Deliverer. God is a consuming fire. God is power. God is strength. God is our Mother, the one who labours and brings her people to birth. God is wisdom. And these are just a few of the biblical images of God. I wonder how it feels to pray to God, holy wisdom, Sophia. How does it change the way you live out your faith if you spend time with God, who you name an image with the wonderful pictures and words we are given from the Bible? Maybe just not the one we're used to, but the many different things that we're given. For if we take scripture seriously, we must see that God has revealed God's self in many, many more ways than the limited words we too often use. Our vision of God can be enlarged. The only thing we have to lose are the limits we've set on God. As we journey deeper into God on our Christian journey, let us not limit God by limiting the metaphors and images we use. As we grow in faith, recognizing that we are in the image of God, let us also not limit each other. Often, we want to label others, to parcel them up into our way of understanding them, rather than seeing them in all their glory. We have to remember that other people are not the sum of the limits we impose on them, just as God is not restricted to our limited ideas about who God is, because God is beyond our understanding. How we understand others is often more about our own inability to see with open eyes and open hearts. Do we set limits on what we think someone will be like based on what they look like, what they sound like, what society says about them, what we have previously encountered? And of course we do. That's how we understand our world. We have to prejudge it somewhat to make sense of it. So of course we do. But we need to remember that we're doing this and keep our eyes open and tell ourselves that we can't just limit them to those first impressions. As an inclusive church, we need to always remember to align ourselves with God's limitless love and to see those we encounter as made in the image of God. Often these limits spring from our fear and our insecurities. The more scary the world feels to us, the more we want to parcel it up into something simplistic, often reducing complexity into polarized black and white thinking, because it feels safer for us. It's fear that drives us to want to be right. Faith, however, encourages us to see more fully, to go beyond our fears, and to see with open eyes and open hearts, to shine a light into those fears. Faith drives us beyond the urge to be right into being loving. Think of the last big argument or disagreement you've had. Would a focus on being loving instead of being right have changed that situation for you? Seeing others as God sees all people is as simple as recognizing in Jesus the love that God has for all people. Love enough to become one of us and to live amongst us. It's hard for us to begin to see the complexity that is behind that great love. Our readings today help us to begin to glimpse God's self. They're telling us that Jesus is word and also wisdom of God. They also point us to God's love, God's light, and to the fact that this light is with us always. Jesus is our light, and no darkness in our lives can overcome that light, even though at the moment many of us feel a lot of overwhelming fear and darkness. Our own light may go out for a while, leaving us feeling lost in that darkness, but being part of the church family means that someone else nearby is carrying a light and can hold that up for us until our anxiety and gloominess passes. We need each other, and we need to see each other fully as God's children. So together, let us shine God's limitless love, God's light into the world. Let us support each other and shine that light for each other, whatever challenges we continue to face. Let us grow together in faith, hope, and love as we dare to see each other and to see God more fully. Let us look beyond our narrowness into the vastness of God's love. Amen.